的白，
更美好的事物。
And the Bible text is taken from the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 7, verses 1 to 6.
圣经的经文出处是传道书七章一到六节。
If you have a Bible, please turn to the book of Ecclesiastes. We shall be reading from chapter 7, verses 1 to 6.
请把你们的圣经翻到传道书，我们一起来看七章一到六节。
And thereafter, I shall invite the pastor to give us God's word.
请读经员来念这段经文。
传道书第七章第一节，名誉强如美好的膏油，人死的日子胜过人生的日子，往糟丧的家去，强如往宴乐的家去，因为死是众人的结局，活人也必将这事放在心上。忧愁强如喜笑，因为面带愁容，终必使心喜乐。智慧的人的心在遭丧之家，愚昧人的心在快乐之家。听智慧人的责备，强如听愚昧人的歌唱。愚昧人的笑声，好像锅下烧荆棘的爆声。这也是虚空。
Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verses 1 to 6. A good name is better than fine perfume, and the day of death better than the day of birth. It is better to go to a house of mourning than go to a house of feasting. For death is the destiny of everyone. The living should take this to heart.Frustration is better than laughter, because a sad face is good for the heart. The heart of the wise is in the house of mourning, but the heart of fools is in the house of pleasure. It is better to heed the rebuke of a wise person than to listen to the song of fools. Like the crackling of thorns under the pot,So is the laughter of fools. May God bless those who read and obey His word.
愿主祝福听他话语的人。
When a person has Jesus as his or her savior,
当一个人有耶稣作为他的救主
，as our sister Jasmine shared,
就如我们刚才 Jasmine 姐妹所分享的
，you can let go of many things that make you unhappy.
你能够放下很多让你难过的事物。
You receive the peace that transcends all understanding.
你领受的平安是超出乎人意料的。
May God give you the peace that transcends all understanding today.
愿神赐给你那出乎人意料的平安。
The ancient writer of this passage of the book called Ecclesiastes.
这本书传道书的古代的作者。
Let's call him the preacher.
让我们就称他为传道人。
This preacher who wrote this passage,
这位传道人写了这段话。
He says that death is better than life.
他说死比生还好。
He says that being poor is better than being rich.
他说贫穷比富有还好。
He said, Pastor, if that is the case,
那你说传道人啊，如果是这样的话
，If indeed being poor is better than being rich.
如果真的做贫穷好过富有
，Then please give me all your money.
那就请你把所有的钱给我吧。
Let me explain.
让我来解释。
We want to see what are the better things.
今天我们要来看那些更美好的事物是什么。
Verse 1 says a good name is better than fine perfume.
第一节就说名誉强如美好的膏油。
And what is this fine perfume?
这个膏油是什么呢
？This fine perfume is a perfume that you wouldn't want to wear.
这个膏油呢，是你不敢穿戴的这个香水。
It's not Armani perfume.
并不是 Armani 的这个香水。
What is this perfume?
这个膏油是什么
？If you read the second sentence,
如果你读这句话的下一句话，
And the day of death better than the day of birth，
人死的日子胜过人生的日子，
You will understand the, what, is, what this、fine perfume is，
你就能够明白这个膏油指的是什么。
This fine perfume has to do with death，
这个膏油跟死亡有关系。
Some 3,000 years ago about when this letter、this book was written，
在三千年以前，也就是书写这段话的那个日期，
They were the people, the influence of Egypt, the culture of Egypt influenced the world.
那时候埃及人的文化影响着整个世界。
So the way they bury a dead person.
他们埋葬死人的方式。
One of the ways is to wrap the body with cloth.
其中之一就是用布来缠裹这个尸体。
Just like the mummies that you see in the museum.
就好像今天我们在博物院里面看到的木乃伊那样。
So they will, in between the pieces of cloth, they will put in sweet-smelling spices.
在布料和布料之间呢，他们就涂上一些很馨香的香料。
These are what we call fine perfume.
这些东西呢，就称为膏油。
So it is fine perfume that is used to embalm the dead.
所以这个膏油呢，就是用来包裹尸体的香料。
So he says, a good name is better than fine perfume.
这里就说名誉强如美好的膏油。
The significance of embalming a dead person with fine perfume
包以一个香料来包裹尸体，它的意义在于
The main point is it shows that it's a lavish funeral
就显示了这个葬礼呢是一个盛大的葬礼。
So in today's context
在今天的情况来说，
fine perfume would be something like in a funeral you have a sumptuous buffet dinner，
就好像这个膏油就好比今天的丧礼当中有人就上家呢就预备了丰盛的宴席。
And you invite the whole orchestra to play for everybody.
然后请了乐队来伴奏。
The place is beautifully decorated.
整个地方呢吊上的地方都装饰得很堂皇。
So you spend a lot of money in the funeral.
所以你在这个丧礼里面大花了大笔的钱。
Wrapping a dead body with fine perfume, only the rich can have that.
只有当时候只有富有的人才能够用香料来包裹尸体。
So is this lavish funeral meaningful?
那这个盛大的丧礼有没有意义呢？
So it represents wealth and honor to the dead person.
它代表了这个死者的富裕和尊荣。
So does it have value?
那有没有意义呢？
There's some value.
有一些意义。
For a loved one who has passed away.
对我们失去的亲人，
We want to honor our loved ones with a respectable funeral.
我们要以一个像样的丧礼来尊崇这个死去的死者。
So it has value.
所以它是有价值的。
But what kind of value is that?
但这个价值有多少？
A lot of value?
很多。
Some Christian sister rightly said this.
有一个基督徒的姐妹很正确的说，
There is no point giving a lavish funeral to the dead person.
给一个死去的人一个很壮大的丧礼没有什么意思。
When the mother was still alive, you did not take care of the mother.
如果当这个母亲还在的时候，你并没有好好的照顾她。
There is something that's more valuable.
有一些东西其实是更有价值的。
There is no point giving our dead mother a lavish funeral.
为我们死去的母亲办一个很盛大的丧礼是没有价值的。
What is more valuable is when she's alive, we take care of our dead mother, of our mother.
更有价值的是，当她有生之年，我们好好的照顾她。
So when she's sick,
当她生病时
，as a son or daughter, take leave to bring her to see a doctor.
作为儿子或者女儿，我们就请假带她去看医生。
But I've only 14 days leave.
但是我只有14天的年假。
Very precious.
很宝贵的。
But When you were sick, when you were a little child, when you were sick, your mother also took leave to bring you to see the doctor.
但是当你还是小孩子的时候，你生病的话，你的母亲也是请假带你去看医生的。
I think this is more valuable.
我认为这个东西更有价值。
But the preacher of Ecclesiastes tells us there's something even more valuable.
但是传道人书写传道书的传道人告诉我们有个东西更有价值。
He says that it is a good name.
他说就是名誉。
This dead person has a good name because
这个死去的人有一个好的名誉，因为
when he was alive,
因为 当他在活着的时候
，He showed kindness and love to people around him.
他向他周围的人来显示恩慈。
He did many good deeds.
他做了很多的善事。
When he knows that his neighbor is financially very tight, he offers help.
当他知道邻居面对经济的困难，他给予帮助。
He will stand up for those who are bullied.
他会为那些被欺负的人来出气。
So he has a good name.
所以他有好的名誉。
Because of good deeds.
因为他的善功。
And therefore he is worthy of praise.
因此他配得赞赏。
So when you think of Mr. Lee.
所以当你想到李光耀先生。
Say Mr. Lee is very good.
你说他是一个很好的人。
When you think of Mr. Lim.
你想到林先生。
When I was in trouble, Mr. Lim comforted me.
当我面对困难的时候，他安慰我。
So when everybody thinks of Mr. Lim, everybody says very good.
所以每当有人想起林先生的时候，他们都会说这是他是好人。
He is worthy of praise.
他是配得称赞的。
But whose praise is valuable?
但是从谁来的称赞才是有价值的呢？
The praises of human beings are important, but not that valuable.
人类的称赞虽然是重要，但是并不是很有价值。
It is when God praises you.
而是神的奖赏才有价值。
When you have a good name and God praises you.
当你有一个好的名誉，并且得到神的奖赏，
that has value.
这个就有价值了。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because God will reward you.
因为神会奖赏你。
God will reward you with eternal life.
他会用永生来奖赏你。
God will reward you with real peace in the heart.
他以心中真正的平安来奖赏你。
God will reward you with joy, even in sufferings.
神会用喜乐，即便有困难，来奖赏你。
And God will love you.
神也会爱你。
Therefore, a good name is better than a lavish funeral.
所以，一个好的名誉强如一个盛大的丧礼。
A good name that wins the favor of God.
一个得到神称赞的名誉。
What are the better things?
什么东西是更好的事物？
The preacher says the day of death is better than the day of birth.
传道人说，人死的日子胜过人生的日子。
On the day of birth when the baby is born,
在宝宝出生的日子。
We say congratulations.
你说恭喜恭喜。
And we are so happy.
我们真的很快乐。
The grandparents will be very happy.
祖父祖母也很开心。
I'm a grandfather. I'm grandmother.
我做祖父，我做祖母了。
We wait for the little baby to call us mother or father.
我们就等待这个小宝宝叫我们爸爸或妈妈。
So there's celebration, there's joy.
所以有庆祝会，有喜乐。
Because a new life has come into the world.
因为一个新的生命来到这个世界。
But for every father or mother who thinks deeply.
但是父母亲当他们深入的思考时。
When the baby is born.
当孩子出世了。
That's when also our restart.
这也是我们担忧的开始。
Not only because we have to shoulder a heavy financial burden to raise a child.
不只是因为我们要为了要养大孩子，要肩负巨大的这个经济的压力。
In the midst of celebrating the birth of a baby,
在我们庆祝宝宝的诞生时
，we also worry.
我们也在担心。
Why?
为什么
？Because we know that the life that he's going to lead.
因为我们知道这个宝宝要过的人生
will be a life of suffering.
是充满着痛苦的人生。
So we Chinese are very clever.
我们华人很聪明。
The 人生不如意的事情十之八九 The 人生不如意的事情 The unhappy events of life simply dwarfs the happy things of life.
人生里面不快乐的事情远远的比快乐的事情来得多。
So is the day of birth a day of joy?
所以人出生的日子是一个快乐的日子吗？
Yes, there's a little joy.
是的，有一些些的快乐。
But actually, it'll be a life of great suffering.
但是却是有一个很巨大的苦难在后头。
And that's why the preacher says this.
这就是为什么传道人这么说。
Let me tell you a better day.
让我告诉你一个更好的日子。
The day of death is better.
他说人死的日子会更好。
How can that be? What nonsense?
你说这个是什么？一派胡言啊。
But why is the day of death better than the day of birth?
为什么人死的日子会胜过人生的日子呢？
When a person has won the favor of the Almighty God.
当一个人赢取了这个神的赞赏。
When God is very pleased with this person.
当全能的神非常喜悦这个人。
Then God rewards this person.
神就会奖赏这个人。
Life will face death.
人生一定会面对死亡。
Cancer, diseases,
癌症或者是其他疾病。
Things that frighten us.
一些让我们害怕的事情。
This is life.
这个是人生。
We do not know when we'll die, when will cancer strike us.
我们不知道什么要死，什么时候会患上癌症。
It's so horrible.
真是很可怕。
But when a person has a good name, God and has won the favor of God.
但是当一个人得到神的喜悦。
He has a good name in the eyes of God.
他在神眼前有一个美好的名声。
And God rewards him.
神就会奖赏他。
Then this person, the day of death is better than the day of birth.
对于这个人，他死的日子会胜过他生的日子。
Because God will change death into eternal life.
因为神会把死亡换成永生。
Death actually opens the door into eternity, into eternal life.
死亡却是为了他打开了永生的门。
When a person has won favor, the favor of God.
当一个人赢取了神的喜悦
and he has a good name,
他有好的名声
then God, this life is filled with worries.
虽然人生充满着忧愁
we worry about tomorrow,
我们忧愁明天
we worry when there's a little lump here,
我们又当头上长了 一块东西我们会忧愁
we worry when, hey, my feces has blood.
我们看到说自己大便里面有血的时候我们也担心
why am I losing weight?
为什么我会这么瘦下来
we worryWhen our daughter has a boyfriend,
当我们的孩子有一个男女朋友的时候，我们也担心。
We worry when our daughter-in-law and our son has a child.
我们的媳妇、我们的孩子有生了孩子的时候，我们也担心。
And then when they have a child, the child falls sick. We, as a grandmother, you also worry.
他们的孩子生病的时候，作为祖父母，你也担心。
We worry about everything.
我们担心所有的事情。
Now this is life.
这是人生。
Life is filled with a lot of worries.
人生充满着各样的忧愁担心。
Do you know that you never stop worrying all your life?
你知道吗？你一生里面都不会停下来担心的。
Tomorrow, the day after, you continue to worry about many things.
明天还有明天的明天，你为这许多的东西来担心。
Now, dear friends, this is life.
亲爱的朋友们，这就是人生。
Do you understand life?
你明白人生吗？
But when a person has a good name with God.
但是当一个人在神面前有好的名声
God replaces those worries with rest, peace that transcends all understanding.
神用安息来取代他的忧愁
We get rest in the heart.
我们在心里面得享到这个安息
The problems may not be solved.
问题也许没有得到解决
But the Christian peace, the Christian rest is a very strange thing.
但是基督徒的平安呢，是一个很奇特的平安
There's peace even when the sufferings are still there.
即使在苦难当中苦难还在那里，还是有平安。
Life is filled with sorrow.
生活充满着悲痛。
God will replace that sorrow with joy.
神会以喜乐来取代这个悲痛。
And life is filled with a lot of hatred.
人生也充满着很多的怨恨。
Good friends can over money, can over small matters.
好朋友可以因着金钱或者是小事情。
And then they become enemies.
反目成仇。
A man and a woman get married.
一个男人和一个女人，他们结婚。
I will love you till death do us part.
我会永远的爱你，到我死亡那一天。
Even before they were married.
其实，在他们结婚之前
，The boy tells the girl, "I love you forever."
在他们结婚之前，男的会告诉女的，我会永远爱你。
That person is only 17 years old. He knows what is forever, man.
那个人只有17岁，他知道什么是永远吗
？But he said, "I love you forever."
但是他却说，我永远爱你。
But after they get married.
但是在他们结婚之后
they have children,
他们有了孩子
and then they have quarrels,
他们吵架
they divorce,
他们离婚
they become enemies,
他们成为敌人
deep hatred for each other,
深深的彼此怨恨
it is simply incomprehensible,
这个很难想象
how can two persons who love each other who says I will love you foreverThen become enemies.
两个人本来说我会永远爱你，怎么可能现在成为敌人呢
？Now this is the day of birth.
这个就是人生的日子。
This is life.
这个就是人生。
But when a person has a good name with God,
但是当一个人在神面前有好名声
，God replaces hatred with love.
神用爱来取代怨恨。
You know it's very difficult not to hate a person.
你知道吗？要不会去恨一个人是非常困难的。
When the person has done you a lot of hurt,
当这个人伤害你很多的时候
，Do you know that it's almost impossible to forgive a person?
你知道吗？几乎是不可能去原谅他的。
But many Christians like Sister Jasmine,
但是很多基督徒， 包括我们的 Jasmine 姐妹。
Because God has forgiven me my many sins, I have the ability to forgive my enemy too.
因为神已经赦免了我许多的罪，我也有这个能力去饶恕那些我的敌人。
When there's no hatred in the heart,
当我们心中没有怨恨。
When we experience God's love,
当我们经历到神的爱。
We are free.
我们就自由了。
And we are truly happy.
我们就真正的开心。
Only God can break the bondage of hatred.
只有神能够解开这个怨恨的捆锁。
What are the better things?
更美好的事物是什么？
It is better to go to a house of mourning than to a house of feasting.
往灶上的家去，前如往宴乐的家去。
What's a house of mourning?
什么是灶上的家？
Funeral.
就是丧礼的地方。
Where there's a corpse.
当有个死尸。
And people are very sad.
当那里的人很悲痛。
What is a house of feasting?
宴乐的家又是怎样的？
It's a place where there's good food and there's laughter.
那里有美食，有欢笑。
This is a house of mourning.
这个是个灶上的家。
There's a coffin.
有一个棺木。
And when you reach the funeral place of funeral,
当你去这个吊上的地方，
people are sad.
那里的人都很悲伤。
People are quiet.
那里的人都很安静。
Because the person they love and care about,
因为他们关心、他们爱的人，
has left them.
已经离开他们了。
The mother they love, the father they love.
他们所爱的妈妈，他们所爱的爸爸。
The brother or the sister they love.
他们所爱的兄弟或者是姐妹。
I'm going to miss that person.
我会想念他。
I'm going to miss her.
我会想念他。
It's a house of mourning.
这是灶上的家。
And this is a house of feasting.
这是宴乐的家。
My favorite section will be the dessert section.
我最喜欢的地方就是点心、甜品的地方。
Where there's a free flow of food.
当那里有无限的食物。
I think this is Pan Pac.
我想这个是 Pan Pacific 的餐厅。
There's a lot of nice food.
有很多美食。
Now, if you can only go to one place,
如果你只可以去一个地方，
the house of mourning or the house of feasting,
灶上的家还是宴乐的家，
a place of funeral or Pan Pacific hotel buffet,
一个手上的地方还是要去酒店的餐厅，
which place will you go to?
你会选择哪个地方去呢？
Of course, I'll go to the house. I'll go to Pan Pacific Hotel.
你说当然了，我会选择去酒店的餐厅。
Or will you go to the house, to the funeral place?
还是你会选择去吊上的地方？
But the preacher says this.
但是传道人这么说。
It is better to go to a house of mourning than to a house of feasting.
他说往灶上的家去，强如往宴乐的家去。
Why?
你说为什么？
For death is the destiny of everyone, the living should take this to heart.
因为死是众人的结局，人也必将这事放在心上。
Where there's an opportunity to attend a funeral, you must attend.
当你有机会去参加一个丧礼，你必须去参加。
Because everyone must die.
因为每一个人必要死。
Because you and I, 100 years from now, you and I, nobody in this room will be here.
因为你和我一百年之后，你和我没有一个人会在这里。
Everyone seated here, 100 years later, you'll not be here.
每个坐在这里的人，一百年之后都不会在这里了。
Everyone must die.
每一个人都会死。
Say, Pastor, I know.
你说牧师啊，我知道啊。
But not so soon lah.
但是没那么快吧。
Because I'm only 20 years old.
因为我只有二十岁。
And the statistics say people die 85 years old.
统计学也告诉我们，一般上的人都是八十五岁之后才死的。
So 20 years old, 85. How many is that?
所以八十五减二十有多少呢？
I've got at least 70 years. Oh, no, okay. I got at least 85. I've got 65 years.
我至少还有65年呢。
It's a long time.
很长的时间。
You really think you have a long time to live on earth?
你真的认为自己有很长的时间活在世上吗？
So, Straits Times tells us in Kuala Lumpur about 2 days ago.
海峡时报告诉我们发生在吉隆坡的一件事情。
A family, an Indian family was happily walking along the streets.
一家印度人，他们很快乐的、很开心的走在这个路上、街道上。
Suddenly, the ground opened up.
突然间，地裂开。
And the ground swallowed up an Indian woman.
地就把这个印度的妇女把她吞了。
And a friend said, suddenly she was not here anymore.
这个家人的朋友就说，突然间她不在了。
She's gone.
她不在了。
They were happily shopping.
他们很快乐的在购物。
Who would have thought death would suddenly come in?
谁会想到死亡突然临到？
你马来发生在 KL 啦。
你说，哎呀，牧师，这个是在吉隆坡。
新加坡 is very safe 了。
新加坡很平安的。
The last time the bus stop was something like this.
以前，等巴士的这个巴士亭呢是这样子的。
And Straits Times carried a piece of news.
而海峡时报也有这样的一个报道。
A little girl was going to school.
一个小女孩要去上学。
So she was standing at the bus stop.
她就站在这个巴士亭。
So it is a raised platform.
是一个提起来、升起来的地方。
So the road is below the platform.
然后马路呢是在这个平面的底下。
But on that afternoon.
但是在那个下午。
The bus instead of traveling on the road.
来到的巴士以及走在路上。
Went up the curb.
却是撞上了这个路边。
And killed the little girl.
把这个女孩撞死了。
Who would have thought that a student standing safely on a bus stop could be killed by a bus that climbs up the curb?
谁会想到一个站在巴士亭很安全的这个地方的小女孩会被一个失控的巴士撞死呢？
Say, Pastor, I'm not a student.
你说，哎呀，牧师，我又不是一个学生。
I drive.
我是开车的。
For someUnexplained reasons.
因这一些无法解释的原因。
Over the last few years.
过去的好几年。
Five, 8 years.
五年、八年。
You often read about news where young, healthy men suddenly collapse and die.
你会常常读到这个新闻，讲到一些很年轻、很健康的人突然猝死。
There was a lady that we know.
有一个我们认识的妇女。
She was talking to somebody.
她正在跟一些人谈话。
Suddenly, she just collapsed and she died on the spot.
突然间，她就晕倒，当场死亡。
She left behind, I think, two sons.
她留下的应该是两个男孩。
And I think the elder son said this.
大儿子这么说。
Say, Mom.
他说，妈。
You didn't teach me how to use the washing machine.
你没有教我怎么用洗衣机。
How to wash my clothes.
怎么洗我的衣服啊？
Now, dear friends, this is life.
亲爱的朋友们，这就是人生。
It is not wise to say that I won't die.
如果你说我不会死，这个是没有智慧的话。
Facts of life tell us that we can die. Anyone can die anytime.
人生的事实告诉我们，任何一个人可以在任何一个时间而死去。
At any place.
在任何一个地方。
Even in the home.
甚至在家里面。
These are facts of life.
这是人生的事实。
And only when you go to a house of mourning,
只有当你去一个灶上的家
where a coffin is lit, is there before you,
在你面前有一具棺木
and you're forced to sit down,
你就被逼坐下来
and you're forced to think,
你被逼去思考
and when you think,
当你思考时
you become a wiser person,
你就成为更有智慧的人
you think, I also will die,
你会想我也会死了
if you don't believe that you might die anytime,
如果你不相信，你随时可能会死。
Whenever I go to the columbarium or to Choa Chu Kang Lawn Cemetery，
每当我到这个墓园去的时候
，I will stroll along. I will take a look at the different tombs.
我会在那里走走，看看那个墓碑。
Also to remind myself，
也是要提醒我自己
that I may die anytime.
我随时会死的。
Because people who die, they are Some are 100 years old, 100 years old.
因为那些死去的人，有些有100岁。
Some are babies.
有些是小婴孩。
So you see toys on the graveyard.
所以你在墓碑的时候，那里呢，看到一些玩具。
There are also people who are 40, 50 years old, 30 years old.
也有一些人30岁、40岁、50岁。
It does not mean that you are old, you die first. I'm young, I will die later.
不表示说，因为你老了，你会先死，我年轻，我会死得比较晚。
A house of mourning will force you to think about life.
一个灶上的家会强迫你去思考人生。
When you die,
当一个人死了
，the good food you have,
你所食用的美食
，your favorite activity,
你最爱的活动
，the friends and family who love you,
那些爱你的朋友和家人
，the things and the people that bring you comfort, security, and joy,
那些给你带来安慰、安全、喜乐的东西或者是人。
These things that make you happy.
这些让你开心的东西。
These things that give you peace.
这些给你平安的东西。
Dear friends,
朋友们。
They will all disappear at death.
他们都会在死亡来到的时候消失。
All these things that give you a sense of security.
这些给你安全感的东西。
Death will take them away.
死亡会把他们取走。
And therefore, you must take this to heart.
所以你必须把这个事实放在心上。
This fact you must think about.
这个事实你必须深入思考。
And at the house of mourning, you are forced to think about death.
在遭上的家呢，你被逼去思考死亡。
And today, you must also think about death.
今天你也必须来思考死亡。
Do you know that you can die anytime at any place?
你知道吗？你可以在任何一个地方、任何时间死去的。
Oh, please don't say that. I won't die so soon.
请你不要说我不会那么快死的。
It's a not a wise statement.
这句话不是很有智慧。
Because the newspapers keep on telling us this, you can die anytime.
因为报章的新闻一直在告诉我们随时会死去。
What must you take to heart?
你必须放在心上的东西是什么？
What must you think about?
你必须思考什么东西？
When you see a coffin there before you.
当你看到眼前的这个死亡这个棺木
In the quietness of the time
在这个安静的时刻
What must you think about?
你必须思考什么
You must ask at least two questions
你必须问两个问题
Number one, where are you going after you die?
第一，你死后要去哪里
Do you know where you are going after you die?
你知道死后要去什么地方吗
It's the most unpleasant question to ask
这是一个最不好不想问的问题。
He said, Pastor, I don't even have time to bang sai. You ask me to think about death.
牧师啊，你说我还没有时间去上厕所大便呢，你还叫我问这个问题。
Somebody really told me that.
真的有人这么跟我
说。I'm not inventing it. Somebody told me that.
不是我自己想出来的，真的是有人这么说的。
But it's a question that you have to face.
但是这个是你要面对的问题啊。
Where are you going after you die?
你死后要去哪里呢？
If you do not solve this question,
如果你没有解答这个问题,
you will have no peace in your heart.
你心中就没有平安。
You do not want to think about it.
你如果不想去想它,
say, don't think about death, lah. Don't talk about the word death.
你说不要想死啊，不要说，不要提到这个死这个字。
But does it mean that just because you don't want to talk about it, it won't come?
难道就因为你不要谈它，死亡就不会来吗？
There will be no peace in your heart.
你心中没有平安。
The peace that you have is a false peace.
你有的平安是假的。
It's a false peace.
是一个假的平安。
Because you don't want to face the most important fact of life called death.
因为你不愿意去面对人生最重要的事实，就是死亡。
The Bible tells us that just as people are destined to die once, and after that to face judgment in Hebrews chapter 9:27.
希伯来书九章二十七节就告诉我们说，人人都有一死，死后却有审判。
The Bible tells us, give us an answer.
圣经就告诉我们一个答案了。
After death, you go to a place called judgment.
死亡之后，你就来到一个地方去面对审判。
The good things and the bad things that we do in life will be judged.
我们一生所做的好事和坏事。都要面对审判。
Even the dead person who's in the grave, God will raise that person up.
甚至死去的人都会被复活起来。
Everyone will stand before the throne of God.
每个人都要站在神的审判座之前。
And one by one, God is going to judge us.
一个一个的，神要审判我们每一个人。
Every sin will be brought to light.
每一样的罪都会被揭露。
But how are you going to pass this judgment?
但是你要怎么通过这个审判？
The good works that you do in life cannot help you pass the judgment.
你人生里面所做的善事没有办法帮你通过这个审判。
You think what? After you have gossiped about somebody and hurt that person.
你想什么？你讲了别人的一些坏话，然后你伤害了这个人。
And then you just take some food and feed the cat, leftover food and feed the cat.
然后你拿一些剩饭去喂养一些猫。
Or you give $2 to some organization.
或者你把两块钱捐给一些机构。
Then the many sins you have committed in your life are all over.
那你人生里面所犯的许多的罪就这样子了结了吗？
The Bible tells us very clearly.
圣经很清楚告诉我们。
The good things that you do in this life cannot compensate for your sins.
你今生所做的好事弥补不了你的恶行。
Because just as in the law of God, every crime must first be punished.
就好像在法庭，每一样的罪行都要面对惩罚。
Your, You throw a piece of tissue paper on the road.
你在路边抛一张纸巾。
You cannot tell the policeman, policeman, please don't catch me.
你不可以告诉警察说，警察啊，不要捉我。
The policeman say, this rubbish that you threw, you must pick it up.
警察说，这个你所抛的垃圾必须捡起来。
But I still have to fine you.
但是我还是要给你罚款。
Because crime must be punished, sin must be punished.
因为罪行必须得到惩罚。
Good works, good things that you have done cannot save you.
你所做的善行无法救你。
They don't meet God's standard.
他们达不到神的标准。
You have to face judgments.
你必须面对审判。
How are you going to face the judgment?
你要怎么去面对这个审判呢？
It's a very important question.
这个是很重要的问题。
What is your purpose in life?
你人生的意义是什么？
You're on earth, what are you on earth for?
你生活在这个地上，你为什么来到这个地上？
Have you ever asked this question?
你有没有问过这个问题？
I'm born into the world, why am I in this world for?
我生处在这个世界里面，为什么我要来到这个世界？
Is it to enjoy life?
是不是来享受人生啊？
You mean your life is just to enjoy life?
难道你的人生就是只是享受人生吗？
Or it is to raise my family?
还是为了养家呢？
Of course, you must raise your family.
当然你要养家。
That's our responsibility.
这是我们的责任。
But is your purpose in life just to raise your family?
但是你的人生目的就是要养家吗？
Or to do something great to find a cure for cancer?
还是做一些伟大的事情去研究如何医好癌症？
Is that your meaning in life?
这是你人生的意义吗？
But these things are important, but they are not that valuable.
这些东西虽然很重要，但是没有太大的价值。
They are important, but they are not that meaningful.
他们很重要，可是没有太大的意义。
Because at death,
因为当死亡来到
，all that the good things you have done will be forgotten and disappear.
你所做的这些好事都会被人忘记，都会消失。
How often do you remember your great grandmother?
你多经常想到你的曾祖母呢？
诶 ，I have a great grandmother, man.
诶，我有一个曾祖母吗？
Of course you have lah.
当然你有啊。
But do you what's the name?
她的名字是什么？
Name 啊？ Don't know 嘞。
名啊？不知道。
What did she do?
她做过什么？
Do you remember?
你记得吗？
Or do you know?
你知道吗？
Nobody will remember you.
没有人会纪念你的。
You'll be forgotten.
你会被人遗忘的。
All the good things you've done will be forgotten.
你所做的各样善事都会被人遗忘。
At death, everything disappears.
死亡来到的时候，一切都消失了。
It has no true value.
它没有真正的意义价值。
Therefore, you must take this to heart.
所以你必须放在心上。
Your purpose in life cannot be just about the things of the world.
你人生的目的不可以只是这个地上的东西。
Because these things do not last.
因为这些没有长久的价值。
Things that don't last are not valuable.
那些没有长久价值的东西是没有价值的。
Not as valuable.
是没有那么有价值的。
So we buy things, we will say, I want to buy Japanese products.
所以我们买东西的时候，我们会说，哎，我要买日本的制造的产品。
I don't want to buy things made from India.
我不想买一些东西从另外一个国家制造的
because they don't last.
因为他们不能够他们用不久
we think about things that can last.
我们想到的一些能够持久的东西
because these things are valuable to us.
因为那些东西对我们有价值
in the same way, our purpose in life must have an eternal meaning.
同样的，我们的人生意义必须有永恒的价值
what are the better things?
有什么更美好的事物呢？
Verse 3 says, frustration is better than laughter, because a sad face is good for the heart.
三节就说忧愁强如喜笑，因为面带愁容，终必使心喜乐。
Frustration means adversities in life.
忧愁指的就是挫折，人生的挫折。
Sufferings in life.
人生的痛苦。
Is it sufferings in life is better than pleasure and laughter?
你说人生里面的挫折痛苦比喜笑还好？
Why?
为什么呢？
Because these adversities will bring a sad face to your face.
因为这些挫折会给你愁容。
That means these adversities are very powerful.
表示说这些挫折力量很大。
And if it's powerful, it's good. Why?
如果力量很大是好的，为什么呢？
Frustration is because it's so powerful, it's better than laughter. Why?
他说因为这么大有大力量，所以它比喜笑还更好。
Because it will force you to think about the meaning of life.
因为它会强迫你去深入思考人生的意义。
Have you ever had this experience?
你有没有这样的一个经历？
Only when you face a setback in life.
当你面对人生的挫折的时候，
And then you start to think about life.
你才会开始去思想 什么是人生
？Right？
对吗
？When you're happy, you don't think about the meaning of life.
当你快乐的时候，你不会去思考人生的意义。
You may have read this in newspapers.
也许在报章里面读过这样的事情。
A plane crashed.
这个飞机撞毁了。
And then this person missed the flight.
然后这个人刚好错过这个班机。
And one of them said this.
其中一个人就会说。
I suddenly understood that there are more important things to life than earning money.
我突然间明白人生有更多的事情比赚钱还来得重要。
Adversities make you think about life.
人生的挫折让你去思考人生。
A sad face is really good for the heart.
一个愁容对心来说是更好的。
You force you think about meaning of life.
它会强迫你去思考人生的意义。
And then you become wiser.
你就变成更有智慧。
Dear friends, I want to ask you a question today.
朋友们，我要问你一个问题。
Why is your life meaningful?
为什么你的人生是有价值的呢
？Is your life meaningful?
是你的人生之所以有价值。
Is your life meaningful?
你的人生有意义吗
？Do you think your life is a meaningful life?
你认为你的人生是有意义的人生吗
？I suspect many people say that my life is meaningless.
我怀疑很多人会说我的人生没有意义。
Is your life only about material things?
你的人生只是关乎物质的东西吗
？Please don't be so superficial.
请你不要这么太表面。
Money is important.
金钱虽然很重要。
Fame is important.
人生的名声很重要。
You can take a holiday in Europe, it's good.
你可以到欧洲去度假，是好的。
But these material pleasures do not give meaning to your life.
但是这些物质的享乐没有给你的人生带来任何的意义。
They don't have true meaning.
他们没有真正的价值。
So is your life just about material things?
如果你的人生只是关乎物质的东西吗
？Material things like sex, fame, and food.
物质的东西如性、食物、荣誉。
The pleasures they give you last only a little while.
这些享乐只能够持续一小段时间。
They give you pleasure.
他们给你一些快乐。
They give you pleasure. Don't be mistaken.
不要误会，他们真的给你快乐。
But the fact is, these pleasures last only a little while.
但是事实是，这些快乐是短暂的。
Then it's over.
当它过去了。
And then you have to work and struggle again to get these pleasures.
你要花。毕生的精力去努力来得到这些享乐。
You have to swap your life out to get these pleasures again and again and again.
你必须去以劳力来换取这些享乐。
They cannot satisfy you.
他们无法满足你。
The satisfaction they give you is a little bit, but after that it's over.
他们给你一点点的满足，但是过了之后就没有了。
It's just like eating groundnuts.
就好像吃花生。
You never have enough of groundnuts.
你永远吃不够。
You eat until your kidney is damaged, you still want to eat groundnuts.
你吃到你的肾都坏了，你还是要再吃。
Because groundnuts cannot satisfy you, that's why you keep eating it.
因为花生不能够满足你，所以你一直在吃。
The satisfaction of material things is only that much.
物质上的满足就是这么多。
Please don't be superficial.
我们不要，请不要那么肤浅。
You must go deeper into life.
你必须更深入的来进入你的人生。
And at death, all these pleasures will disappear.
在死亡来到时，这一切都要消失。
Therefore, the heart of the wise is in the house of mourning, but the heart of fools is in the house of pleasure.
所以智慧人的心在遭丧之家，愚昧人的心在快乐之家。
That's why it's more meaningful to attend a funeral than to go for a buffet dinner in Pangpak hotel.
所以往遭丧的家去，比去酒店的餐厅会更好。
No, by all means, go for a buffet dinner.
当然有能力，请你就去参加这些宴席。
But you must think about death and life.
但是你必须思考人生和死亡。
Don't talk about death. Don't ask me hard questions. I'm very angry now.
别谈死亡，别刁难我，我现在很生气了。
Why do you keep on asking me hard questions?
为什么一直刁难我这些问题？
They are hard questions.
这些是困难的问题。
They are not pleasant questions.
他们也不是很好回答的。
I don't have answers. Yes, I know you don't have answers.
我没有答案，我知道你没有答案。
But these are important questions.
但是这些都是重要的问题。
I hope you do not get frustrated, angry.
我希望你不会因此生气。
Stop bombarding me with all these questions.
不要再用这些问题来刁难我了。
But these are important questions of life.
但是这些都是重要的人生的问题。
And we thank God.
我们感谢神。
There are answers.
有答案的。
Thank God.
感谢神。
These difficult questions have answers.
这些困难的问题是有答案的。
Get the answers.
我们要得到这些答案。
And you get life.
你就得到生命。
Don't get angry.
不要生气。
Because it is better to heed the rebuke of a wise person than to listen to the song of fools.
因为听智慧人的责备，且如听愚昧人的歌唱。
The wise person is not the pastor here.
这里的智慧人不是这里的牧师。
The wise person is the writer.Of the book of Ecclesiastes.
这里的智慧人就是传道书的作者。
It is better to listen to the rebuke of a wise person like the Bible.
听智慧人的责备，比如说圣经的责备。
Like than to listen to the song of fools, than to live in a world of pleasure.
前如听愚昧人的歌唱，前如活在宴乐里头，世界的宴乐里头。
Why words of rebuke and nice sounding words are better?
为什么责备的话语比好听的歌曲还来得好呢
？What is the purpose of life？
你的人生目的是什么
？It must have eternal value。
它必须有永恒价值。
If not, your life is meaningless。
否则你的人生没有意义。
I'm so intelligent。
我这么的聪明。
I'm so creative。
我这么的有创意。
I'm so clever。
我这么的聪明。
I'm full of talent。
我充满着能力，才干。
But now I'm going to die。
可是现在我要死了。
Life is over for me。
我的人生就完了吗？
Life is over for me.
我的人生就完了吗
？My life is over.
我的人生完了吗
？Therefore, if your life, if you do not have eternal meaning in life, your life is meaningless.
如果你的人生没有永恒的意义，你的人生是没有意义的。
Where are you going after you die? Are you after you die?
你死后要去哪里啊
？But Bible tells us very clearly there's a heaven and there's a hell.
圣经很清楚告诉我们，有天堂也有地狱。
The Bible says very clearly there's a heaven and there's a hell.
圣经很清楚说有天堂也有地狱。
You must ensure you enter heaven, you do not go to hell.
你必须确保你进的是天堂，不是地狱。
Because when you step into hell,
因为当你踏入地狱
，it's an eternal place.
它是个永恒的地方。
The torment in hell lasts forever.
地狱里面的折磨是永远的。
And it's painful.
是痛苦的。
It lasts for eternity.
它是永恒的。
When you step into hell.
当你踏入地狱，
you don't have a second chance of getting out anymore. It's over.
你没有第二次的机会能够逃出来。
Therefore, you must ensure you enter heaven, not hell.
所以你必须确保你进入天堂，不是地狱。
That's why it's better to listen to the rebuke of a wise person.
这是为什么听智慧人的责备会更好。
It's unpleasant.
虽然是逆耳的言语。
But it has more value than the song of fools.
但是它比愚昧人的歌唱更有价值。
Nice sounding words.
很好听的话。
Things that make you comfortable.
那些让你感到很舒服的话。
The rebuke of the wise is better than nice sounding words.
智慧人的责备比这些好听的话还更好。
Because the song of fools is like this.
因为愚昧人的歌声是这样子的。
Like the crackling of thorns under the pot, so is the laughter of fools. This too is meaningless.
愚昧人的笑声好像锅下烧荆棘的爆声，这也是虚空。
The song of fools, what is it like?
愚昧人的歌声像什么呢
？It's like the crackling of thorns,
像烧荆棘时的那种爆声。
In the olden days, you use wood and twigs, to make a fire to cook your rice.
古时候人们用一些柴火来生柴生火，用柴来生火来煮饭。
Then when the wood is burning away.
当这个木材在烧起来的时候
，You make noise like clack 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 clack, right?
它会发出一些爆声。
It says the song of fools is like the crackling of thorns.
他说，愚昧人的笑声、歌声就好像这些烧荆棘的爆声那样。
The crackling of burning wood.
这个被烧开、烧起来的木材的声音。
The laughter of fools, the pleasures of fools is like that.
愚昧人的笑声，他们的喜乐就是这样。
Exciting, but they make useless sounds.
兴奋却没有用。
That's the laughter of fools.
这是愚昧人的笑声。
These are pleasant words, nice sounding words.
这些是听起来好听的话。
But they don't bring you real help.
但是它没有给你真正的帮助。
Pleasant but useless.
顺耳却无用。
And therefore, I urge you, today you hear the word of God.
所以今天我呼吁你，当你今天听到神的话。
You must ask question number one.
你必须问第一个问题。
Where are you going after you die?
在你死后要去哪里？
What is the meaning of life?
你的人生意义是什么？
You must ask these two questions.
你必须问这两个问题。
Death will come anytime.
死亡随时来到。
Where are you going after you die?
你死后要去哪里呢？
Is your life just about enjoying life?
你的人生只是关系到人生的享受吗？
Please don't be so superficial.
请你不要这么的肤浅。
Life is more important than enjoyment of life.
人生比享受人生还来得重要。
The diagram on top is the life of a man, and the diagram below is the life of a woman.
这里的图画上面呢是一个男人的图，男人的一生，下面是女人的一生。
So if you are a man, you can look at the diagram, the picture on top.
所以如果你是男生，你可以看到上面的图画。
If you are a woman, you can look at the picture below.
如果你是女生，你可以看下边的图画。
So a person is born into the world.
一个人出生在这个世界。
And he goes through childhood happily.
他很喜乐地度过了他的童年。
He finishes his studies.
他完成了他的学业。
Gets a good job.
找到一份好工作。
And then for the woman, a man proposes to the woman, "Will you marry me?"
对一个女人来说，男人向她求婚，你愿意嫁给我吗
？Mom, Peter wants to marry me.
妈妈，彼得要。要娶我。
Actually, mom is very worried.
其实妈妈很担心。
Will this man bully my daughter?
这个男人会欺负我的女儿吗
？And then they have a child.
过后他们生了孩子。
But age catches up.
但是年龄大了。
And then soon there's a hunchback.
过后他们就开始驼背。
And for some people or many people, we cannot walk properly anymore.
对于很多人或一些人，我们再也不能够正常的行动。
And we wait to die.
然后我们等着来死。
This is life.
这是人生。
This will be your life.
这是你的人生。
This will be your life.
这是你的人生。
Is life about just being born, live, enjoy, fall sick, die after having lived for 100 years?
人生只是为了生活、享受，然后病，然后死，度过这一百年的时间吗？
Is that a meaningful life?
这个是一个有意义的人生吗？
I think a person who thinks a little deeply.
我想一个比较深入去思考这个问题的人
will immediately say,
会马上说
this is meaningless.
这个是没有意义的。
And some 3,000 years ago, the person who wrote this book called Ecclesiastes,
所以三千年以前写这本书的传道者
an extremely rich king called Solomon.
他是一位非常富有的王，叫做所罗门王。
Who's an extremely intelligent man?
他是一个很有智慧的人。
He wanted to find meaning of life.
他在寻找人生的意义。
And so he had many wives.
他有很多的妻子。
He enjoyed sex.
他享受性。
And he also embarked on many different building projects.
他也开始很多建筑的工程。
Meaningful things.
很有意思的工程。
And he achieved many things in his life.
在他一生里面，他也有很多的成就。
He has the intelligence to do things.
他有这个做办事情的智慧。
He has the money to make things happen.
他有使到事情能够成功的财力。
And because he's a king, he has the power. No one can stop him from doing what he wants.
因为他是王，没有人能够制止他去做他要做的事情。
And he investigated. He said, "What is the meaning of life?"
他就研究了很多。去寻找人生的意义是什么
？And so he wrote the book of Ecclesiastes.
所以他就写了传道书。
And after, when in his old age,
当他年老的时候
，he said this.
他这么说
about life.
他关于人生，他怎么说
？He says, "Meaningless, meaningless," says the teacher, the preacher, "utterly meaningless. Everything is meaningless. What do people gain from all their labors at which they toil under the sun?"
传道者说：“虚空的虚空，虚空的虚空。”凡事都是虚空，人一切的劳碌就是他在日光之下的劳碌，有什么益处呢
？All my achievements in these 100 years is meaningless.
在这一百年，我所有的成就都是没有益处的。
Dear friends,
亲爱的朋友们
，If you do not know the God who lives above the sun,
如果你没有认识这个活在天上的真神
，The God who lives above the sun,
在阳光之上的这位真神。
Your life under the sun will be meaningless.
那你在日光之下的一生呢，是没有意义的。
If you do not know the true and living God,
如果你不认识这又真又活的神
，the life you live here is meaningless.
你在这地上的人生是没有意义的。
But we thank God.
但是我们感谢神。
Jesus has solved the problem for us.
耶稣已经为我们解决了这个问题。
The Lord Jesus says this: "I've come that they may have life and have it to the full."
耶稣说：“我来了，是要叫人得生命，并且得的更丰盛。”
Jesus can give you contentment in life.
耶稣能够让你人生里面有满足。
Because he's God, he's capable of satisfying you.
因为他是神，他有能力来满足你。
Jesus has come to give you meaningful life.
耶稣来要给你一个有意义的人生。
A full life.
一个丰盛的人生。
And things that will take away meaning from life, Jesus has overcome them for you.
那些能够夺走人生意义的东西呢，耶稣已经为你战胜了。
And one of them is sufferings.
其中之一是苦难。
Jesus says this.
耶稣这么说。
I've told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble. But take heart, I have overcome the world and the sufferings in the world.
我将这些事告诉你们，是要叫你们在我里面有平安。在世上你们有苦难，但你们可以放心，我已经胜了世界。
The reason why you find life meaningless is because there are so many sufferings in life.
你之所以发现人生这么的没有意义，是因为有很多的苦难。
Just when we thought we have gotten what we want, a sickness takes it away.
就在我们认为我们已经得到我们要的东西的时候，突然间疾病把这一切都夺走了。
When everything is going on so well,
当一切都这么顺利，
something happens and takes the joy away.
突然间一些事情发生，把那个快乐夺走。
These are sufferings of life.
这是人生的苦难。
But we thank God.
但是我们感谢神。
Jesus has overcome the sufferings in the world.
耶稣已经胜过这个世界的苦难。
And Jesus will do it for you.
耶稣会为你做这些，成就这些。
When you accept Jesus as your savior.
当你接受耶稣为你的救主。
You may die anytime.
你随时会死。
Just as people are destined to die once and after that to face judgment.
人人都有一死，死后却有审判。
You and I have sinned against God.
你和我都得罪了神。
You see, I've never been into the police station. You see, I've committed a crime.
你说我从来都没去过警察局，你说我犯了罪行。
Where the police station is, I also don't know where.
警察局在哪里我都不知道。
You see, I've committed a sin.
你还说我犯了一些罪。
Yes, the Bible tells us that we have committed sins in our thought, word, and deed.
是的，圣经告诉我们，我们在言语、思想还有行为上都犯罪了。
The hatred in our hearts.
我们心中的怨恨。
The unclean thoughts.
不洁净的思想。
The gossip that we say about people.
我们在别人后面的传言。
The lies that we tell.
我们所讲的骗话。
The filthy words that we utter.
我们所说的污秽的言语。
Our behavior, our attitude.
我们的行为，我们的态度。
And we sin so many times a day.
我们一天里面犯了很多的罪。
The older you are.
你活得越老。
The more dirty you are.
你越肮脏。
The more sinful we are.
你越有罪，
because we sin every day.
因为我们每天都在犯罪。
And the Bible says that God will judge.
圣经就说神会审判的。
These things the policeman cannot catch you.
这些东西警察抓不了你。
Actually, if the policeman can catch people for gossiping, they'll go and arrest all the opposition party.
那如果警察能够有能力去抓发传传言的人呢？那些反对党的人都被抓起来。
Not opposition party, sorry, opposition party are good. People who spread lies.
不是那些反对党，而是那些传谎言的人。
Opposition party, we have a good opposition party. Thank God.
我们感谢神，在新加坡有个好的反对党。
People who spread lies to the internet, for example.
那些在网上乱发传言的人。
The police cannot catch them.
但是警察抓不了他们。
But God can, God will.
但是神可以，神也要这么做。
We have sinned against God in many things.
我们在很多方面都得罪了神。
That's the reason why when we face judgment, we are finished.
这是为什么？当我们在面对审判的时候，我们是完蛋了。
No one can pass the judgment.
没有人可以通过这个审判。
But we thank God that Jesus can save us.
但是我们感谢神，耶稣能够拯救我们。
Because when Jesus died on the cross,
因为当耶稣死在十字架
，He took your sins and my sins and put them on Himself.
他把你和我的罪都取走。放在他自己的身上。
And God punished Jesus. Jesus took punishment in our place.
而耶稣就为我们来顶替神的审判。
Jesus became the scapegoat.
耶稣成为那个代罪的羔羊。
And because Jesus has been punished for us,
因为耶稣已经为我们承受了这个审判。
When we believe in Jesus,
当我们来相信耶稣时
，It is as if our sins have been punished.
就好像我们的罪都已经得到审判了。
Each person was judged according to what they had done. Anyone whose name was not found in the book of life was thrown into the lake of fire. There is hell.
他们都照个人所行的受审判。若有人名字没记在生命册上，他就被扔在火湖里。
But how we thank God, Jesus can save us.
但是我们真的感谢神，耶稣可以救我们。
Our Lord Jesus says this.
我们的主耶稣这么说。
Very truly I tell you, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me, who believes in Jesus, has eternal life, and will not be judged for their sins, but has crossed over from death to life.
我实实在在的告诉你们，那听我话又信差我来者的，就有永生，不至于定罪，是已经出死入生了。
Our sins.God, Jesus will forgive us our sins.
我们的罪，耶稣神会赦免我们的罪。
The moment you believe in Jesus as your Savior,
在你相信耶稣的那一刻
，all your sins are washed away.
你的罪一切都被洗干净。
Your past, present, and even your future sins.
你过去、你现在甚至未来的罪。
And at that very moment, you receive eternal life.
就在那一刻，你也领受到永远的生命。
You receive a new life.
你领受一个新的生命
，the life of God，
神的生命
，a holy life，
一个圣洁的生命
，eternal life，
永恒的生命
，an abundant life，
一个丰盛的生命。
Are you carrying burdens in your life？
你在人生里面是不是有很多的重担
？Won't you come to Jesus？
你不愿意来到耶稣这里吗
？Our Lord Jesus says this to you: Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened.And I will give you rest.
我们的主耶稣向你说，凡劳苦担重担的人，可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
We carry many burdens in our life.
我们在一生里面有许多的重担。
Jesus can carry your burden.
耶稣可以担当我们的重担。
Do you know that Jesus is willing and he can carry your burdens for you?
你知道吗？耶稣可以也非常愿意来担当你的重担。
You do not need to carry your own burdens.
你不用自己来扛自己的重担。
Because you are unable to carry them.
因为你是无法去担当的。
That's why you are unhappy.
也因此你不开心。
That's why you are frightened.
因此你感到害怕。
That's why inside your heart you're not satisfied.
也因此你心中不能没有满足。
There's an emptiness in your heart.
在你的心里面有一种空虚。
You have no peace in your heart.
你心中没有平安。
But Jesus says, "Come to Him, and He will give you rest."
但是耶稣说，来到他那里去，他就会使你得安息。
I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand.
我又赐他们永生，他们永不灭亡，谁也不能从我手里把他们夺去。
There is nothing more precious than eternal life.
没有一样事情比永生来的宝贵。
When a person is on the deathbed and the person is about to die,
当一个人快要死，在死亡，在这个病床上快要死的时候
，He's not interested in whether you cook 咕噜肉 or you cook 炒粿条。
你煮炒粿条还是咕噜肉，他一点都没有兴趣。
He's not interested whether the share markets rise or fall.
股市是起还是落，他也没兴趣。
He's only interested in one question.
他只对一个问题有兴趣。
Can you give me eternal life?
你可以不可以给我永恒的生命
？Can you give me life?
你可以给我生命吗
？I want to live forever. I don't want to die. Can you give me life?
我要永远活下去，我不要死。你可以给我生命吗
？Only at death, we will begin to understand what is most precious.
只有来到死亡的时候，我们才能够明白什么是最宝贵的。
There's nothing more precious than eternal life.
没有一样东西比永生来的宝贵。
We thank God that whoever believes in Jesus, Jesus gives you eternal life.
我们感谢神，谁相信耶稣，耶稣就给你永生。
Yet to all who did receive Him, Jesus, to those who believe in His name, Jesus' name.He, Jesus, gives them the right to become children of God.
凡接待他的，他就是耶稣，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
Whoever believes, accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior.
凡是接受耶稣为救主的人
，Jesus gives you the right to become a child of God.
耶稣就给你权柄作为神的儿女。
And because you are a child of God,
也因着你是神的儿女
，God will give you the very best.
神会把最好的东西赐给你。
Including eternal life,
包括永远的生命。
Then life will be happy.
那样人生就会喜乐。
Then life will be satisfied.
人生就会有满足。
Then life will be meaningful.
人生就会有意义。
Because you have eternal life.
因为你有永远的生命。
Because Jesus satisfies you.
因为耶稣满足了你。
Because Jesus enables you to overcome sufferings.
因为耶稣帮你胜过苦难。
Because Jesus' comfort and peace is with you.
因为耶稣的安慰和平安与你同在。
This is called eternal life.
这个就是永远的生命。
Life that lasts forever.
一个存留到永恒的生命。
Life that is bubbling with life.
一个充满着生命力的生命
life that can overcome all kinds of sufferings.
一个能够突破各样苦难的生命。
Life that can light a dark sky and become so that it becomes bright again.
一个能够把黑暗点燃成为光亮的生命。
Life that can bring a real smile onto your face.
一个能够给你带来真正笑容的生命。
Life that gives you rest.
一个给你安息的生命。
Won't you come and believe in Jesus today?
你不愿意今天来相信耶稣吗？
Today I urge you to come and believe in Jesus.
今天我呼吁你来相信耶稣。
If you want to believe in Jesus as your Savior,
如果你愿意相信耶稣作为你救主，
you can tell God.
你可以告诉神。
And telling God, talking to God is what we call prayer.
跟神讲话就是我们所做的祷告。
You can pray to God.
你可以向神祷告。
If you do not know how to pray, I will teach you how to pray.
如果你不晓得怎么祷告，我可以教你怎么祷告。
If you want to accept Jesus as your Savior.
如果你愿意接受耶稣为你的救主，
you can tell God.
你可以告诉神，
you can pray this prayer.
你可以这么祷告。
Let me read you the prayer.
让我把这个祷告文念给你听。
Lord Jesus, I want you to be the Lord and Savior of my life. I am a sinner. I've sinned against you in thought, word and deed. Please forgive me my sins. I'm willing to turn away from sin because you hate sin. Remove the power of sin over my life.So that I will not perish in sin. Help me live a holy life for you. Thank you for giving me eternal life. Make me the kind of person you want me to be. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen means what I say, I mean it. It's true. 主耶稣，我要你做我生命的救主。我是个罪人。我在思想、言语和行为上得罪了你。求你赦免我的罪。我愿意远离罪。因为你恨恶罪，求你除去罪在我生命中的瑕疵的管辖，好叫我不因罪而沉沦而灭亡，帮助我过圣洁的生活。谢谢你给我永生，求你塑造我，成为你所喜悦的人。奉耶稣的名祷告，阿门。阿门的意思呢，就是说刚才我所讲的是真的，是认真的，是事实。Would you believe in Jesus as your Savior?
你愿意相信耶稣作为你的救主吗？
Today you come to church.
今天你来到教会。
Someone invited you to church.
有一些人邀请你来教会。
You come for various reasons.
你为了不同的原因而来。
Perhaps you come to hear the choir.
也许你来是要听诗班的 歌声。
Perhaps your friend has been nagging you, come to church.
或者是因为你的朋友一直叫你来教会。
And so you came to church. And so you come to church.
所以你来教会了。
Your presence in church did not come by chance.
你出现在教会呢，这个不是偶然的。
Because God is giving you a chance and opportunity to know the true and living God.
因为神在给你一个机会来认识这又真又活的上帝。
Jesus loves you very much.
耶稣非常爱你。
He can carry your burdens for you.
他可以替你担当你的重担。
Because Jesus is kind.
因为耶稣是恩慈的。
He can forgive you your sins.
他可以赦免你的罪。
Won't you accept Jesus as your Savior?
你不愿意接受耶稣为你救主吗？
Today is an opportunity for you.
今天对你来说是一个机会。
It's a chance that's given by God to you.
是一个神赐给你的机会。
Will you seize this opportunity?
你愿意把握这个机会吗？
I urge you seize this opportunity.
我呼吁你把握这个机会。
Today you come.
今天你来了。
Empty-handed.
空手的来。
Make sure you leave this place.Your hands are full.
确保说，当你离开这个地方，你的手是满满的。
Make sure you leave this place with good things.
确保你离开的时候呢，带着好东西。
You leave this place.
离开的时候
with abundant life.
带着丰盛的生命。
Eternal life.
永恒的生命。
The sure hope of heaven.
天堂可靠的盼望。
Make sure you leave this place with Jesus as your Savior.
确保你离开的时候有耶稣为你救主。
Then your life will have a truly new start.
这样你的生命有一个真正的开始。
It's a new start.
是一个新的开始。
It's a good start.
是一个好的开始。
Jesus will walk with you in life.
耶稣会陪伴你的一生。
Does this prayer express the desire of your heart?
这个祷告文是不是你的心意呢？
The prayer I read just now, is it what your heart wants?
我所读的这个祷告是你心里所要的吗？
Jesus, I want you to be my Savior.
耶稣，我要你成为我的救主。
Please wash my sins away.
请你把我的罪都洗干净。
Give me eternal life.
给我永恒的生命。
Is this your heart's desire?
这是你的心愿吗？
Now, if this is your desire,
如果这是你的心愿,
afterwards, I'm going to teach you how to pray.
待会儿我会教导你怎么来祷告。
We are going to pray this prayer.
我们会一起祷告，做这个祷告。
I urge you pray this prayer with me.
我鼓励你跟我一起做这个祷告。
This prayer is to accept and believe in Jesus.
这个祷告是要来相信和接受耶稣。
Don't let this opportunity slip by.
不要错失了这个机会。
Don't let this opportunity pass you by.
不要让这个机会越过你。
Don't let eternal life skip you.
不要让永生跳过你。
Don't let the true and living God pass you.
不要让这又真又活的上帝越过你。
And you leave this place empty-handed.
你离开这个地方的时候，两手空空。
Leave this place with Jesus.
你带着这个耶稣来离开这个地方。
Leave this place with eternal life.
带着永恒的生命来离开这个地方。
Let's bow our hearts to pray.
让我们低下头来一起祷告。
I request you to close your eyes.
我要求大家闭上眼睛。
If you want to believe in Jesus as your Savior,
如果你愿意相信耶稣为你的救主。
I'm going to pray one sentence and you can repeat after me.
我会祷告一句话，你就重复我的一句话。
This prayer is to accept Jesus as your Savior.
这个祷告为了就是要接受耶稣为你的救主。
This prayer is to become a Christian.
这个祷告是要成为基督徒。
To become a child of God.
成为神的儿女。
So that you receive eternal life, heaven, a meaningful life.
叫你能够领受到永生天堂，一个有意义的人生。
I'm going to pray sentence by sentence and can repeat sentence by sentence after me.
我会一句一句的来祷告，你也跟我一句一句的来重复。
I shall pray in English first. After that, 我就用中文来带领这个祷告。I'm going to pray now. If you want to believe in Jesus, please repeat after me. Lord Jesus, I want you to be the Lord and Savior of my life. I am a sinner. I have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. Please forgive me my sins. I am willing to turn away from sin because you hate sin. Remove the power of sin over my life, so that I will not perish in sin. Help me live a holy life for you. Thank you for giving me eternal life and the sure hope of heaven. Make me the kind of person you want me to be. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. 我现在用中文祷告，我祷告一句，你可以跟着我祷告，来接受耶稣做你的救主。我祷告一句，你可以跟着我祷告。主耶稣，我要你做我生命的救主。我是个罪人，我在思想、言语和行为上得罪了你，求你赦免我的罪。我愿意远离罪，因为你恨恶罪。求你除去罪在我生命中的瑕疵，好叫我不因罪而沉沦，帮助我过圣洁的生活。谢谢你给我永生，求你塑造我成为你所喜悦的人。奉耶稣的名祷告，阿门。